Good morning, this is Ross Mosteller, Metal Arc Extension District, joining you today for another Extension Today update. I'm not sure about everybody else, but this cool snap has definitely brought an end to the feel of fall. Makes it feel like winter's coming on. Certainly a lot of things we could be talking about as we look into the winter months. One thing that's been on my mind recently has been using some forages that may be a different kind or quality than what we're used to in the past, one of those being CRP hay. Not going to dive into all the hows and whys of what CRP forage might be. Just know that that is an option that's out there periodically, generally a lower quality feed for our cows, but is available at different times, particularly when we're in drought situations. The reason I really bring this up today is that there's a research project being conducted by our new beef cow extension specialist, Jason Warner. He's looking for sites across the state to evaluate what CRP forage would be, either standing for grazing, potentially for hay as well. And so looking for cooperators across Metal Arc District who might be willing to have a site or two where we could come out and take clippings throughout the year. So if you're interested in helping us know a little bit more about what CRP forage might be worth, you can certainly get in contact with me through any of our Metal Arc District offices. A couple other things that we need to highlight today are opportunities that are coming up for the farm and ranch manager. The first to mention is the Farm and Ranch Transition Conferences. This is part of the new Ag Transitions that is housed within K-State Research and Extension's Department of Ag Economics. The plan for December is to have a series of three transition workshops across the state of Kansas. December 13th is in Colby, December 14th, Salina, and December 15th in Erie. Director of the office, Ashley Westerhold, will talk about the features of the Ag Transitions program available to Kansas producers. The keynote speaker, Dr. Shannon Farrell from Oklahoma State University, afternoon sessions will include the role of a lawyer in succession process, as well as a peer panel on transition planning. This is kind of a new program and something that's available for landowners and producers across the state. The deadline to register is December 1st, and it is a $60 registration fee. All that information can be found on the Ag Transitions website. Another one coming up a little bit farther down the line is something that we're hosting within Metal Arc District. The Power of Negotiation and Communication. It's the land leasing strategies for Midwestern Ag Women, and it's part of the Women in Ag series. This year, cooperation between K-State Research and Extension, the University of Nebraska Extension, and Purdue University Extension. While it is titled the Women in Ag Series, this is a land leasing decision-making event for anybody that has an interest in learning more about leases, fine-tuning some of your land leasing skills. This is a four-part workshop that will be held Wednesdays, January the 18th, January 25th, February 1st, and February 8th. An evening meeting from 5:30 to 8:30, and we'll feed you as we have some discussion around those topics. There are national speakers as well as Kansas speakers, and then David Hallauer and myself will be facilitating discussion locally. The Metal Arc District event will be held at the Northeast Kansas Heritage Complex, just south of Holton, and we ask that everybody register by January the 13th. Registration is $50 for this event, and you can do that directly through the agmanager.info website if you go to agmanager.info/events and look for the Power of Negotiation and Communication. So, there you have it. We have several opportunities coming up. If you're interested in helping with a research project on CRP, let me know. If you need information on transitioning your farm or ranch, the Ag Transitions series will be great. And if you'd like to learn more about negotiating farming leases, that series will be coming up after the first of the year. Hope everybody can find opportunity for warmer weather and to stay warm this weekend. This has been Ross Mosteller, Metal Arc Extension District, Livestock and Natural Resources. Have a great weekend.